It's August 2nd, the day in 1968, when one of Australia's longest-serving premiers and controversial political figure, Joe Bjelke-Petersen, took the top job in Queensland. He was premier for 19 years.
He can pray as much as he likes if he does, which I naturally doubt, having known his background and previous statements.
And in 1990, on August 2nd, Iraq invaded Kuwait, sparking an international crisis and the war offensive called Desert Storm.
These are the latest pictures of the invasion to reach the West. Shot early on the morning of August the 2nd, the battle around the Emir's palace is clearly audible.
Birthdays, how about this? Butch Patrick, who played young Eddie in the Munsters, is 65 today.
Want to be a friend? Would you do just one thing for me?
Anything you say.
Give me a baby brother to play with.
Former Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey turns 53.
We are the best friend Australian pensioners have ever had. And we are their best friend because we want the pension to be sustainable.
The Aussie swimmer they called Madam Butterfly. Sydney gold medalist Susie O'Neill is 45 today.
Five to go. You're going to do it, are you? Susie, yes, yes. Her dream has been realised.
And the Aussie actor who's doing big things in Hollywood, Sam Worthington, is 42.
Well, I think if you've got a movie that's been embraced by that many people, there's $2.6 billion worth. You divide that by like a $16 a ticket and divide it by three, you see how many people have seen my ugly head.
Finally, Wes Craven was also born on this day, the creator of the Nightmare on Elm Street horror series and the Scream films, died at the age of 76 in 2015.
Any future in horror, never thought about it. I didn't really even gravitate towards horror films. I was much more looking at them as art films. So it took me by as much surprise as it did my friends and family.
Remembering horror great Wes Craven on August 2nd.